TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to TalkLine, YK, Delta, and Beyond. This is Diane McGachran, and I'm here ready, willing, and able to take your calls and your emails, and you're allowed to bring up any topic you want. We try not to talk about people in a personal way, so refrain from that. But otherwise, there's a lot going on in the world, a lot going on in our state, a lot going on in our region. And we're going to go right to John Nick. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Diane. You know how I greet your readers that call in, tell them the talk line's ready? When I'm the first one, I say, oh, boy.
You have made it.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Oh, boy, yes.
Anyway, I was talking to a friend of mine in Western Michigan who I go hunting with. And he went out the other day and he seen two cows. But he left them alone because he didn't know the regulations. And I had, I called Fish and Wildlife for him. I want people to know that I don't know if Fish and Wildlife notified or put it on notice. Mm-hmm. But a cow, bull, and a calf, you could shoot till the end of the month. October 1st is all moose with antler. So that's bull only. Right now they have bull, cow, and a calf. That is till the end of the month, so...
Oh, and then start...
Yeah, people who can go out can shoot a cow, a bull, or a calf, but you can't shoot a cow or a calf during October the 1st. It'll come to only antler bull moose.
Okay.
The male moose, the bull.
Okay, and if someone kills a cow and their baby runs off, the baby's just
left,
right?
Most people... When we hunt, we're always subconscious. We all think about that type of situation.
Yeah.
We have a lot of common sense, a lot of people who hunt around there in here.
Yeah.
And if you have a calf, don't shoot a cow with a calf. Otherwise, you're going to have to shoot them both.
Right.
But that calf ain't going to live.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And people know that. They've been hunting a long time, Diane.
Oh, I'm not. No,
you know,
John.
We all look before we observe and shoot.
No,
we wait a few seconds or a minute or two. Tell if there's a. We wait a little while. If there's a calf, we move on. You leave them alone.
Yeah, I.
You know, you don't want to waste, and you don't want to kill a calf, and you know, there ain't much meat on that, and there's no use of killing it. Let it grow to a breed to have a lot of cows and bulls. Guess what? When these days that when you shot might be a 60-footer. I mean, a six big antler. You know what I mean? You let things generate. Let them grow on their own and shoot just the cow. Make sure you have no calf around, though. So, anyway, I wanted to clarify that. So people, if they go out hunting over there and they hesitate, you'll know at least the regulations. Hopefully, by word, they'll pass around to other people.
Yeah.
So, you know, play safe.
Well,
and I want to wish everyone, we see frost in the morning now.
I know.
It's getting cold. And
careful.
Yeah, you got to wear your life jackets when you're traveling. Dress warm. You don't want to get underdressed and get hypothermia.
No.
It's really easy to catch and... Wear your life jacket, make sure all the kids have one, and don't drink and drive, and enjoy your weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing I want to mention real quick. This time of year, we all see a lot of migration of swans.
Yes.
I hardly see any all the time I've been out here. The earliest ones were like in September, and then I don't see any more. Usually they migrate, or the last ones to migrate. Seems like there's hardly nothing around now.
That's interesting.
I never even hear one call. You couldn't hear them call for a long ways. And I just want let people know. If they hear birds like that, let us know, let the public know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless there's something drastic like pollution that are killing them off.
Hmm.
You know, there's a lot of factors.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you guys have a good day. Please wear your life jacket. Don't drink and drive. And watch out for pedestrians on the road. It's getting dark at nighttime. And when you're boating out there, a lot of people are going out fishing, and they have a light on. Please reduce your speed when you see boats like that. Because you're out there fishing, you don't have a tragic accident.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you got a light on your boat so that people can observe that.
Yeah.
Out of natural. Okay, Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good report
and
there, John.
Have a good day.
All right.
Please
appreciate it.
And healthy.
You too.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Hey. Good morning. Okay, we're going to go. One note, now might be a good time to start preparing jackets with reflective tape, now that it's getting darker. Stephen Alexi from Neboskiak. Hello, Stephen.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd just like to echo what John was talking about.
Yes?
For hunting Unit 18.
Oh, good.
There's state regulations that state Unit 18, that portion, Unit 18, Zone 1, Unit 18, Zone 2, you know, which makes it kind of, what do you call it, complicated.
Mm-hmm. Seems
and
like.
Hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time for our unit to have subunits like Unit 18A, Unit 18B, Unit 18C. That way, these regulations will be easily and better understood. Plus, we have to deal with federal regulations. When we go out, we hunt with two regulations, one state and the other one, Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge regulations.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Which even makes it more complicated.
Yeah, that
and,
definitely would be.
You know, I guess we're people that live with heavily regulated people, which is not good. Those two organizations need to come together and, you know, come to a conclusion and use just one regulation book.
Mm.
It's the same land we're hunting on. It's just different entities.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the other thing, when the city of Bethel is temporarily rehiring Pete Williams, they should get him on for good. when they fired him, he never left Bethel. He's still in Bethel.
Right, right.
He's not going to leave Bethel. Quit hiring people from Texas. Quit hiring people from the lower 48. Hire your own people.
Good point, Stephen.
See?
For sure.
And it's better homegrown, you know.
Yep.
People always love and talk about homegrown stuff, homegrown this, homegrown that. Time to keep our homegrown.
Yes.
And, I forgot what I was going to say, but if I remember, I'll call back later.
Yeah, you said some really good, interesting things, though. Thank you for calling. Call back if you remember, though.
Yep.
Okay, bye. We're going to go to Dean from Bethel. Good morning, Dean.
Howdy, everybody. It's been years since I've called into the talk show.
Yes.
It's a couple things I had to say. First, I don't care who you vote for, but vote. I don't want to discuss. I don't want to argue. I just want to be a loving member of our country and make sure that everybody does their duty to vote their mind, and I'll respect them for that. And that's the end of that topic. But the one that I really wanted to call for, and you lightly touched on reflector tape, is this. We're past the fall equinox now, and it's getting dark. And I'm driving in the morning when it's still just barely sunrise or before. And there's people, and there's professionals and non-professionals, there's a whole swath of humankind here that are walking on the roads in pitch black stuff. And we also have people driving around that didn't get their windows totally defrosted. And there's a real danger out
That's
there
true.
For pedestrians that need to take ownership of their own safety. You can't depend on somebody seeing you when it's pitch black out and you're wearing black. Ninjas do that, but they're pretty aggressive in their destination and how they choose their path. And people need to be careful on the sides of the roads in the early mornings, and the drivers also need to make sure their windows are defrosted. This just really concerns me because, you know, every once in a while we lose somebody because they were not properly reflected up or whatever, and it's just a tragedy. It's unnecessary. Outside of that, everybody be safe, do what's right, and let's get through it all together.
Yeah. Now, I like how you say swath, a whole swath of humankind in Bethel. I like that. I don't know why. It just amused me. Now, Dean, can I ask you who you're going to vote for? No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't say.
The one thing that bothers me about the whole thing is how so many people become divided and hateful.
I know.
And it's both sides are equally guilty. And I think we need to rely on each other. We need each other. We need the diversity of thinking and the diversity of culture in all walks of life.
Yeah.
And it's all important. And I think that we need to quit this business. Hundreds of shades of gray, and and everybody, there's no one exact white or black issue, and that's not the right analogy anymore.
Right.
It's not
I hear
one
you, though.
Or the other. There's so many variables involved in so many things, and we need to just embrace thinking and having open debate without fear of being retaliated against.
Yeah, Dean, we need a wide swath of humankind.
That's right.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you for calling. Don't wait 25 years to call again.
Everybody be safe, be safe. Drive careful. Watch out. We're going to get some slick roads here coming up. Let's not wait until somebody has an accident to say, oh, my goodness, we need to do this. And be careful on the steps and stairs and slippery surfaces. All right, I better stop yabbering here.
Glad you called, Dean.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. We're going to go to Renee from Bethel. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, good morning. I'm just calling to give a couple of notices of things that are happening.
Nice.
One is that the Chamai for 2020, merchandise, sweatshirts, T-shirts, cups, etc., they're all available at the gift shop, but you have to call for an appointment. Eleanor is not going to see you if you don't call for an appointment, and that number is 543-4585. You have to wear a mask. You have to get your temperature taken, but she does take appointments if you're interested in getting any of that merchandise or anything that is in the gift shop itself. So it is open at the Cultural Center. Then the other thing I wanted to mention is that the Steel Salmon and Raven auction is on hold for the moment. We don't know exactly how to do the auction so that people can actually see the absolutely fabulous artwork that people are doing on these salmon and ravens. And we don't know exactly how we want to do the auction, so it's kind of on hold for the moment, and we haven't selected a date or a way of doing it. So if anyone's got ideas besides just Facebooking it and doing that live, that is an option. Please call me and let me know what your idea is, because we're open. We're open for ideas.
Yeah.
And that's all I have at the moment.
Well, that's pretty nice. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Renee, it sounds almost like the old days. when you were still working at the cultural center.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh,
well, thank you.
Teddy's working over there now, and she's doing a fabulous job.
Oh, she's
job,
yeah, she's a ball of energy. That one.
Yeah. Considering all the stuff she has to face and all the restrictions and stuff, she's got a lot of really good ideas.
Yes.
And I'm hoping they all come to fruition because they're really, really good.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, me too. So thank you so much, and I'll talk to you again later.
Yeah, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to go back to Stephen Alexi from Neboskiak. I think Stephen must have remembered the other thing he wanted to say.
Yes. Good morning
good
again.
Good morning.
Round two. I remember that state of Alaska had closed terrible early, and a lot of people had not caught moose during that period. The zone one was open till September 11th. So I think... you know, a lot of people that usually don't catch rely on caribou. So we need to do something like maybe an emergency order to reopen that one caribou per family when the caribous migrate towards this way.
Oh,
so, a lot of people that don't catch usually rely on caribous because, you know, that's another source of meat. And, and I think the state of Alaska can, you know, make an exception, especially during this COVID-19. And we don't know how the winter's going to be, you know. There's a prediction that it's going to be a cold winter from... you know, that La Nina deal.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So
okay.
They're expecting a cooler winter. And then to the city of Bethel Council, you know, the only reason I mentioned Pete Williams is because he often included the Delta residents in the meetings. It wasn't just the city of Bethel he thought of.
Yeah.
He thought about the Delta residents.
Nice.
Even though we are not directly residents of the Bethel area, the only reason he mentioned our native villages is because Bethel is a hub.
Right. We're all they're all connected. You know, it's not isolated.
And I'm in support of keeping Pete Williams as a permanent. And I think they were doing a good job under his leadership, financial-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It was after he was let go, the finances of City of Bethel went berserk. And they're still going berserk. So, yeah, okay.
Good.
I don't want to take up too much time. Other people will be calling. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen. All right. Hey, just a reminder, everyone, when you call in and your radio's on, you need to turn it off. Because it'll cause like a little echo in the background. Anyway, we're going to go to Peter Gregory from Tuluksac. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. This is Peter Gregory. I would like to mention people are still traveling and gathering on the river here. And then when we do, we end up coming home in the night, whether we want to or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's still some people running around without lights of any kind. We get pretty nervous when somebody whizzed by really fast, no lights, and we didn't even know they were there. Afraid they might bump us. Good idea to bring along a flashlight or some kind of light source because you always come back in the dark.
Wow, that's a good point.
Still gun safety, you know,
mm-hmm.
and all that on the river.
Yeah.
Be safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Okay, our lines are open. Thank you, everyone, who's kind of started the show off with a variety of issues and comments, and really appreciate it. Your numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And as always, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. I'll read your email over the air. And all of your calls and your emails You can be anonymous if you're a shy person, and that's fine. So it looks like we have Mark from Bethel. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call in and say thank you to Dean for his good words this morning.
Oh, it's that Mark. I know which Mark now. Okay.
Yeah, and that Mark. This is Father Mark.
Yeah, and you would appreciate. Yes, I'm glad you. I'm glad you're bringing that out. Yeah.
Yeah, we're entering a period, or we're in a period where many of us easily fall into that pattern of speaking and responding to one another that's just sometimes really conflictual.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, we don't need to do that. In fact, it's just not a good thing for us to do, is it?
No. And hey, I can fall into that. So I'm,
yeah, me too.
I got to own that, but I really like being reminded, and I really appreciate correcting myself and doing more reflection on where I'm coming from, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
for sure. So does that mean you're going to tell us who you're voting for? No, I'm kidding.
I really appreciate your sense of humor.
Now, people are allowed to call and say who they're voting for, but now I like to tease, so there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, the thing is, we have leadership in this country, and I'm not talking about just one person
mm-hmm.
or one group of persons. It's across the board. We have leadership in this country that is lacking in helping us as a people by modeling respectful ways of listening and talking to one another.
Oh,
and
that's a good point.
We have to recover that. We
mm-hmm.
This has to be a grassroots movement in the country, a grassroots movement of respect and willingness to listen and learn what a different viewpoint, what someone with a different viewpoint has to say and why they have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we listen to one another, the more easily I think we'll be able to let go of the strength of our own opinions.
I know.
And until we can do that, we're going to continue to slide, Diane, and we
mm-hmm.
are sliding. I think it needs to be said. We are sliding downhill into a kind of society that none of us want to live in.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I hate to use the CW words, but civil war is not inconceivable. Already we have people from different sides of spectrums shooting at one another on the streets of this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And with a very controversial election coming up, and the way it's being spoken about by leaderships on both sides of the issue, on both sides of the spectrum,
mm-hmm.
the way it's being talked about is not helpful to us, to our peaceful living together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to live peacefully with one another, or we don't want to hand over to our children the kind of world that it's going to be.
Yeah. How do you...
You know what I'm saying?
I do, and I can see that. How do you keep your balance as you kind of observe that and you see sort of this emerging kind of difficulty that we're having as a nation?
How do I personally keep my balance?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, being prayerful is helpful.
Yeah.
And second of all, learning to breathe, just really common sense, learning to breathe deeply and keep a perspective. And I personally, like, I catch myself, just like you said a little bit ago, well, I'm part of this problem too. And I am too. I catch myself reacting sometimes in a way that is not That's not the kind of person I want to be. It's not the kind of person I was taught to be. It's not the kind of person I know I should be. And I catch myself and I make corrections.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
I just want to thank Dean for his good words. It was really helpful to hear someone else say that.
Yeah, and you know, I think that a place like Facebook is a really great place to practice everything you are talking about, if you're going to be a Facebook person, to practice that communication and practice how you disagree and the way that you communicate. It can be like a exercise in a way.
Yeah.
So, but thank you very much for calling and for highlighting those points. Good reminders.
Thanks, Diane.
You're welcome.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, we have Ken from Bethel. Good morning, Ken. Welcome to Talkline.
Boy, popular this morning. Getting lots of calls and
I love it.
A lot of topics.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hey, since I brought up a lot about lights on the river, let's get back to on the. Here in Bethel in particular, that there are too many vehicles with a headlight out. And unfortunately, not only is it illegal, but if somebody wearing dark clothes, shall we say, stumbles out into the middle of the road and you don't have time to hit the brakes, odds are, if you have a headlight out, you're the one who's going to be accused of being at fault.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, let's take a moment. When you see somebody else with a headlight out, take a moment to stop and say, hey, your headlight's out. You fly an airplane, you always do a walk around before you take off, make sure all the lights and everything's working properly.
Yeah.
In cars, we just jump in and go and don't even seem to think anything about it. Just like you said earlier about other things, is that we're all guilty of doing it one time or another.
Yeah.
I am too. But working together. And along with that, getting the reflector tape on the clothes, especially for the kids, can save lives. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah, that's right.
And I just can't disagree, or I will disagree with anybody that doesn't follow along, agree with that. But then going from cars to the virus, I was in Anchorage and talking to my doctor, and they come up with a little deal that they had heard, so I'd pass this along. Some people don't like wearing seatbelts, but why do you wear a seatbelt in a car? Besides being in the law, it saves your life if there's an accident. So, masks, it's the same thing. Wearing the mask can save your life or somebody else that you don't even know.
Yeah.
Reminding each other to wear a mask is really advantageous.
Yeah.
Anyway, that said.
Good.
Of course, now you hit political. Am I going to vote? Well, I'm going to be like most Alaskans.
What?
You take all the registered Republicans and all the registered Democrats in the state of Alaska and other parties, there's more non-registered, they're registered voters, but non-registered party voters in the state. So I would say Alaskans have a tendency more to vote for the person than they do the party.
I think so. That seems to be the case, yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ken. Really appreciate your call.
It's a little bit different, but yeah, I really back to the one last time.
Yeah.
Check your car. Please make sure the headlights working and it's not that hard. We got enough people doing maintenance on vehicles in this town that you can get it done. You can go to places and buy the headlights yourself, do it yourself if you want them. But
yeah.
Lives are at stake.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to do a quick break, and you can wash your hands or whatever I don't hear the break music. Oh, there's the break. Oh, okay, Grady. There we go. We'll be back. You're listening to Talk Line on 640 AM, KYUK.
Take a minute and think about the last 10 years. Did you drive on a road, land on a runway, drop your kids off at Head Start? All of this and so much more depends on funding that is based on census numbers. The 2020 census is happening now and ends September 30th. Failing to fill out the census deprives your community of $3,500 per person each year. Completing the census is quick, easy, and completely confidential. More information online at 2020census.gov or 844-330-2020. This message brought to you by the Alaska Federation of Natives.
The City of Bethel regular election will be October 6, 2020. The polling locations include Precinct 1, the LKSD Student Clinic, located next to 1004 Ron Edwards Memorial Drive, and Precinct 2 at the Cultural Center, 401 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. Each location will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. Voters may bring up to two individuals with them into the polling booth to assist with their voting needs. UPIC translators will also be available. Absentee voting is available September 21st through October 5th at the City Clerk's Office at City Hall, 300 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. Election information, including council candidates and ballot propositions, is available at cityofbethel.org. More information available by contacting the City Clerk's Office at cityclerk@cityofbethel.net, 543-1384, or cityofbethel.org. This message brought to you by the City of Bethel.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to jump right into another caller, Cesari from Bethel. Good morning, Cesari.
Yeah, good morning. Beautiful day today.
Yes.
Nice to be outside, which I was for a while. But anyway, I'm calling. This is a gentleman talking about his betting, lots of betting coming, and everybody, you know, disappointment with the media, the major about five different brands, CNN, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post. What they're putting is they're adding gasoline to the fire. They're looking for, if everything comes down, they reboost the story. They provoke people to vandalize and destroy it. Talking lies, and these guys were supposed to be dismantled, not police department. I watch in TV, watch on this one, those channel, or two actually channels. This year, there was 81 police officer killed in the duty. Go to work, get killed to protect you or somebody else, to get you, keep you away from these criminals. Nobody talking about that. Nobody even praying churches about that.
They Are
show
you sure?
The family, they're showing
Are
the
you
family.
Sure about that?
Okay. Yes, I'm sure. I'm 100% sure. That's why you see what I'm talking. MSN no tell you that. CNN no tell you that. They show the family, they show the pictures, they show all 81 police officers' pictures and the family in the background, with the kids, with the grandkids and the oldest, not too many oldest, but a young one, with the 2-3-year-old, 5-year-old, teenagers, wife, live widows and and kids with no debt, because those people sacrifice for our safety. They don't have any drugs in the system. They don't have any alcohol in the system. They don't look for racism or something. They're going to work every day to protect us from criminals or for domestic violence, protect the women and whatever. You know, and depreciation is blaming them for anything. They come to the point when they stay by the hospital and screaming, "I will wish they die," you know. What kind of human they are? Two cubs get shot in the sitting, in the eating, one young. They survive. But so what? They destroy the face and the life. One of them have little kids. What is the reason? And media no talk about that. If they sometimes mention with a split second and correct themselves and changing subject because some looters get run over. But the looter is jumping or threat somebody in the car or something, you know. If I stop by the mob and try to broke my windows, my car, and blocking me out, I run him over too. I protect myself. I have to run away. So they're talking, they're showing that. They have perfect clear picture of somebody being run over, but they don't show that. The media is not fair. And the longest when the basic on the one side and support not fair information, this thing will never peace. They really come to civil war because people eventually get things in the head. Yeah, you in there?
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah.
The people eventually get to their hand and try create it all law. If the state law not provide them safety. So that's what I want to say. It, you know, it's no matter which side you are, but we need peace in this country and we need to be honest by the media. And don't blame all police enforcement or troopers for somebody get shot. They will be shot, no matter who be. If you resist arrest and fighting under the drugs, you be shot. They have to protect themselves and be not 80 them dead, but be 180 them or 500. If they allow the bad people shooting and police can't shoot to defend themselves.
Okay.
That's what I say. That's what I think. You know, is everybody have own opinion, and everybody have the chance to say something different. But this what's going on these days in this country is embarrassing. Is shame. Mm-hmm. Those Chinese, those Russian lobby, the Sora is putting fire to the media and to the rebels, giving money, releasing from jail on the bell to pay the bills. Huh. When they arrest him, 2 hours later, they're running and do the same thing. That George Soros is one, number one, should be on the list of FBI to get them charged for those. But anyway, that's what he is. And forget it, I have to cool down or I have heard that.
Yeah.
Have a good day and enjoy
Cesare.
The weather.
I hope you got that out of your system.
I really read out from my system. I feel way better and way lighter.
I'm glad we could listen and hear your point of view. I'm so glad you called. Thank you.
Check the story from Max News or Newsmax or ONN. They have your research and you see those pictures.
I will.
Fathers and grandfathers, all of those women police officers, you see that 81 with the background, the life, and my heart was breaking when I see that. So, okay.
Yeah.
Good luck. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Cesare. We're going to go to Teresa from Bethel. Or Therese. Sorry, Therese.
Yeah. Hi, Diane. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, my name's Therese, and I work with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. Yeah, and I just wanted to let everyone know about a litter cleanup event that we're hosting in Bethel with ONC. It's going to be just like the annual cleanup greenup that happens in the spring, but we're going to be holding it in a couple weeks, from October 9th or 12th. So we're calling it cleanup before freeze up because we want to try to pick up all the trash on the tundra and in our streets before everything freezes over for winter. So,
I know. Okay,
yeah,
good. Because that'll make, that'll make, break up a lot easier in the spring. It won't be quite as ugly when things melt down. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's our goal, and just to keep everything, all the plastic and metal, from soaking into the ground while the snow covers it. So, yeah, so it's going to be in 2 weeks, October 9th through 11th. We'll provide bags and gloves to anyone interested in helping out. And we're also going to provide prizes to people that clean up the most bags of trash and clean up for the most hours. It's socially distanced, so perfect for this pandemic and perfect to enjoy the little bit of warm weather we have left.
I know. How does somebody sign up and get their bag and gloves?
Yeah, great question. All the information to sign up is on the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission's Facebook page.
Okay.
I know, it's a mouthful.
Do you have to spell out the whole thing to get to that Facebook page, Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission?
I believe so. Kuskokwim. But I'll work on that. You can also shoot me an email, and I can give you my email address if people.
Let's see how easy that is.
Easy.
Go ahead.
It's info@kritfc.org.
Oh, okay. So it's the acronym for Kuskokwim.
Much easier, I know.
Region. Intertribal Fish Commission.
Okay. Yeah.
info@.org. Okay.
Yep.
That's great. So they can get information there. Do they go somewhere to pick these bags up?
Yeah, we've, along with ONC, have kind of divided Bethel up into a series of divisions that follow the neighborhood subdivisions pretty closely.
So you'll go to your location for your supplies.
Yeah, well, we'll have supplies. Our office, the Fish Commission's office, is at the old bookstore at the college, so you can pick up bags and gloves here. But then we'll be in contact with anybody interested to kind of say, all right, like, you go to City Sub and clean up there, or head out to Martha Larson and pick up there. So we're hoping to get a broad reach all throughout Bethel. We're really excited about it. So hope people are interested in joining us.
You know, side note, what do you mean the old bookstore at the college? Where was that old bookstore?
Yeah, it's the annex building right to the left. That's confusing. To the left of Sackett Hall.
Oh, you mean the Cooperative Extension building?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
I'm fairly new to Bethel, and I was informed that there used to be a bookstore here, so I was
That was so long ago. Okay,
the old
good.
Bookstore, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Cooperative Extension building, that's probably a lot clearer for folks.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, that's a great event to get involved in. I'm going to get involved in that. I have some places I walk on the tundra, and there's always something of trash. No matter how far out I walk, there it is. So I'd like to get my backpack and go ahead and do a big haul.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that.
Please join us. That'd be great.
Yeah,
thanks so
Therese.
Much, Diane.
All right. Okay, so if you are interested in the cleanup before freeze-up, you can get more info at info@kritfc.org, which is Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. I said region before, but someone graciously corrected me. And, so that's a great idea. You know how you usually look around your yard and you have to think, what am I willing to allow to freeze for the rest of the winter? And then you got to move it if you don't want it to freeze. So I'm going to go to an anonymous email right now. And this email goes, like this. There should be some amount of incentive for tribal governments to issue whatever remaining CARES Act funding there is to their people. If they don't put it to good use that way or another, they're only helping themselves. Okay. Thank you for your email. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And it looks like we have Harry from Bethel. Good morning, Harry.
Morning, Diane. I wanted to say good morning to my folks in Gertzville, Alaska. They're up to Kuskokwim, 122 miles. And say hi to my mother-in-law, Anita, my brother-in-law, Mike Meeks, my grandson, Ace Cruz, and my current wife, Fern Kay.
Oh, very nice.
All right, and good morning to you, and I'll see you sometime soon.
Thank you, Harry.
Bye.
Okay. So we have an email. Good morning. And the email goes like this. Good morning, Diane. I am emailing to let everyone know who I'm going to vote for. I'm just kidding. Oh, very funny, emailer. Okay. This might sound unusual, but who is the guitarist during the break of this show? I absolutely love the solo guitar acoustic. Who is the guitarist, and is there content available online? The reason I ask is because I am a loyal listener of KYUK, and it feels like that guitar solo is a part of my life now. It feels like it is the tune of my life, LOL. I just really like the guitar acoustic and would love to support the artist. Thank you. Well, emailer, we're going to find out because, oh, Grady, who is it?
Yeah, it's in our system. It's called Duwa's song, and I believe that Bamya did it, a version of it when they were here on their live concert, because it's a local musician who performs with them on occasion. I can make that available to that listener if you'd like.
Yes.
So I'll see that email, and I'll send it along.
Okay. So, and I, you know what? CC me on it because I love that particular tune too. So thank you so much, emailer, because we are going to email that information to you, shortly. Okay. So I got a little, so we have Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. All along, I thought it was you picking up the guitar and just plucking away.
I wish. Yes.
You had me fooled. Hey, I want to plug in. This is the last Friday I can plug this in, you guys, the census.
Oh, the census.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Those that haven't done it, I'm at the point of just asking people, did you get in there? Did you get in there yet? Because
I did mine.
If you did it, if you don't do it, you're costing way more money than whatever this PFD hypothetically could be that we argue about and complain about and go wah, wah, wah. Well, yeah. Federal funding is so crucial out here for airports, roads, school, health care, you name it. And yeah. It's also the representation, too, we get in D.C. So you're costing us, if you don't do this, then you're helping everybody if you do this.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Susan, because Tom from Chelista had called last week saying that one family of four is worth $14,000 per year in terms of grants and other federal dollars that come into the state. And they do it based on the census. So people have to get on there and do the, and they can go to 2020census.gov. It takes like 2 minutes.
Yep.
Just click some boxes and it's done.
And if they don't have an internet, get the pencils out. I'll give you the phone number.
Okay.
1-844-330-2020. And also every Delta Discovery recently has an ad that shows it has an artwork by Maria with a cartoon kids holding a banner saying Native Lives Count or something like that.
Nice.
And it's got those numbers and it's got that in there. And just do it, folks, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important. And if you have a white and Native combination family or whatever, list the Native people first, because if we can show the strong population proportion of the Native folks, there's a lot of other federal incentives to really try to do it that way. It's not lying. It's just how it's going to be clicked and counted on the computer for the statistics.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And I just wanted to prove that. I mean, to just point this out, it's so important, because next Friday it's too late for me to call about that. And speaking of Fridays, the food giveaway, we got to delay that. There was a contest with one of the grant competitors, and that's going to get resolved. I hope so. I'm optimistic about that. And if not, I'm going to search high and wide for something else to get out, because there's not going to be a PFD surge in October. People really appreciate that produce and that dairy. So we're not doing it yet. There may be some signs and stuff, but we're not doing it yet. The earliest we do it, if it's approved with this particular grant, would be probably 2-3 weeks. But if this one doesn't come through, I'll try to think of something else. And we did have things lined up with the Moravian parking lot to do like a curbside where you drive in on that gift store side, drive the edge of the parking lot and curve around in front of the church and then go out the other door. I mean, the other driveway on the, where the families live on that side. So, again, we can't have that. We're not doing it. And just if people could let people know it's not happening, at least the next 2 weekends, it's just not, there's nothing. If something happens, I'll let you know and try to get people to put it on Facebook and on the radio. But it doesn't look like it will. And I'm in the phone book, and people can call me if they have any questions. I wanted to, I don't want to give people a false sense of security, but I do want to inform, yes, we had some high numbers with the COVID, but most of those people are in recovery. They're not actively, you're not addicted, you know, they're not contagious. They're inactive. They've recovered from it.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers stay the way they are because we're counting how many catch it. But most of the people in this region, in this Bethel census area particularly, have recovered.
Yeah.
And I know Grady or somebody was inviting a call in tomorrow on that topic.
Yes.
At 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Thank you.
Now, I don't think individuals will... I think they'll be hesitant to call because there's such a stigma.
Yeah.
But I just want to assure people they're not contagious. And as far as flights coming in from Anchorage, it's only one flight a day.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't know that. It's just one flight a day coming in. And now the city is doing an incentive where they have a chance to win $1,000. And maybe that'll help. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's worth trying. They tried the gifts card thing. And I think the $1,000 thing is actually going to be less money and less work to do because...
Yeah.
I think she had a good idea. So I think that's the way to go. And I see there was a postcard in my box, and it was another chance to sign the recall Dunleavy petition.
Mm-hmm.
And from my postcard, I'm reading it. It says it's going to be at Ed's Auto from 12 to 4.
When?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay.
From 12 to 4, and I see it in the postcard I got, and other people got this postcard too. And it's so important to sign it. And I myself, I have a petition too, if people can think of places I could be with it. But I will not do it at food distribution. I don't want any political things on those
events.
It's not appropriate.
Right.
If people can think of something else, if they got a food truck parked somewhere or something else going on, I know it's just really challenging during these pandemic times, and we have to be careful. You know, Alaska, you know, the numbers are scary. And when you think of 200,000 people have passed away, and then I read somewhere the global comparison is 20% of the COVID fatalities, 20% are from USA. And that's kind of heartbreaking because we're only 5% of the world's population. Yet 20% of the COVID deaths came from our nation. Now, it might not be accurate enough because some countries are very secretive about how devastated this virus was in their country. And, you know, the satellite pictures show massive grave digging and things like that. So it may not be that entirely accurate, but it still gives me a moment to pause.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
And I do like the earlier callers about looking at all sides of the media and coming to our own conclusion and listening and learning. If we don't listen and learn, we lose our opportunity to learn and grow. You know, that's our opportunity to evolve and become insightful and a better person. And just learning to listen and learning that there's all sides of journalism, and it's we're intelligent people to interpret our own conclusion and have our own opinions, but don't shove them down someone's throat, you know, because
if somebody
tries to do that to me, then I fight and I argue it.
Yeah.
But if we have a dialogue, you know, we can agree to disagree without it being an argument.
Yes.
And I think that art of doing that is kind of fewer and far between now,
mm-hmm.
because it's such a, you know, you turn on the news on any network and any side of the picture, and I think journalists are getting a bad rap right now, but you know, they're doing their job, and if something seems slanted, okay, turn the channel to another network or whatever and come to your own conclusion of what's going on, mm-hmm. you know.
Sure.
You know, I know police officers have been shot, and families are losing the head of their household that was their main income and someone they were proud of and that protected this country. You know, I know that's going on. And I know that a lot of protests are peaceful, but the ones that are not peaceful are the ones that kind of grab the media's attention, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the protests are quite peaceful.
Yeah.
And I think it's the things that are interesting that hit the news, and some of that is not representation of what's mostly going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Well, you guys all have a good weekend, and I'm sorry there wasn't any Friday giveaway. I do want to get something going because I enjoy doing it, enjoy helping people, and I know it's needed and appreciated.
Yeah, thank you for that, uh-huh. Susan. That's a really great uh-huh. service you offer and
all right.
coordinate.
But meanwhile, get on the census. Get counted.
All yes.
right. They ask you less questions than the PFD application.
That's true.
The PFD questions are kind of stupid, some of them. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Bye.
Okay. Again, if you do want to get in on the census and your household has not done the census yet, you can call 844-330-2020. And complete the census that way. You can also go to the internet and go to 2020census.gov. And like I did it, it only takes, you know, a few minutes. You're just ticking boxes. So I think it's real doable. We're going to go to a short break. I want to say that it is Robert Charlie is the music you're about to hear that we use to cut to break. So thank you, Robert Charlie, for your beautiful music.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Election season is around the corner. Are you prepared to vote by mail? In Alaska, anyone can vote by mail. Simply apply online or send in your application via mail, fax, or email. Applications for a mail-in ballot must be received 10 days prior to election day. For more details and assistance in applying for absentee voting, contact Division of Elections at 907-270-2700 or visit vote.org/absentee-ballot/Alaska. A message from the Association of Village Council Presidents.
If you're an older adult or have a serious chronic medical condition, make sure to put distance between yourself and others to help reduce your risk of being exposed to COVID-19. Stay home as much as possible. Have enough household items and groceries on hand. Monitor your health and stay in touch with your doctor. And here's some advice for everyone. Check in on your friends and neighbors. We're all in this together. Learn more about how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at coronavirus.alaska.gov.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to the show. Thank you, everyone, for calling. It's a terrific show, and a lot of people call in and got a lot of different things to say, and really appreciate that. So we're going to go to Robert Hoffman from Bethel. Good morning, Mr. Hoffman.
Good morning, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. I just had something about COVID-19 medicine. I keep hearing about the COVID-19 medicine that's supposed to be given out in the near future. And I had a conversation with Dr. Hodges, the lady that is dealing with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to inform you that, you know, every year we have, you in the past have had AFN in Anchorage, and all the people from the region, I witnessed this, all the people from the region are attending the AFN. Upstairs, they got a location by the medical team that has a what is called a flu shot. And you know, it's a good thing I've been taking one every year because it's free. And I'm just wondering, and I asked her, what's the difference between that AFN flu shot and the medicine that they're intending to give everyone? She said nothing. That's the same shot.
Oh.
That's the flu shot.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, what's the delay? If they can give it everyone in Anchorage at AFN a free flu shot, with all them people, and I seen them lined up along with me for free quickly every year. Mm-hmm. What's taking so long and for this flu shot to get to Bethel here? I don't understand. You know, the longer they talk about it, seems like the more it's going to cost. Yet they give it in Anchorage to the whole region of Alaska for free in Anchorage AFN. So I'd like to expedite this mission along with this flu shot that will help this COVID-19. And I hope it happens really, really soon, because it's very, very important to keep our region healthy. And I'm glad to hear and say that the people seem to be doing the right thing by masks and distancing. And I'm really proud to say that the lady that just spoke, the number of recoveries is getting much, much better, and the actives are going down quite a bit. But I still say we still got to keep alert, keep the masks on, and keep the distancing, because that's working. But I also wanted to know about the flu shot, if they could expedite that more quickly than they seem to. You know, if they can give it out in AFN to everybody, it must not cost that much. But the longer they delay that and put a reasoning behind money, it's gonna take a while. But I was just trying to inform you that it's been given out in Anchorage every year to the whole region of Alaska who attend AFN for free.
Okay.
So therefore, it shouldn't cost that too, or be that hard to get out to our region.
I think the flu, I got a text message and someone wrote me that the flu vaccine is available now here.
It's that simple. It's that simple. And I don't know why it took so many months to figure that out why, you know, it took so long to figure that out when they give it out in AFN every year. It's a simple procedure, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on with it quickly and start vaccinating our region as quickly as we can. Because, you know, if it's free over there, it should be easy to get. And it would help, along with the distancing and the masking, to prevent our region and our villages around our region from getting this virus. So I just wanted to inform you about this. It's just a flu shot, but that flu shot is a very, very important shot. It's a good shot, and for those that have been getting it in the past, only strengthens their body up to today. That's what I'm glad to say. Okay, thank you very much now.
Thank you. I'm glad you called. All right, we're going to go to Tom from Chillista. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Diane.
How are you doing?
Sounds like a really good show so far.
Very nice. Very nice. A lot of people calling and some emails. I really appreciate it. It's really nice to have. What are you calling about?
What am I calling about? Well, Chillista, again, the census, I know it's been mentioned a few times, but it's just so critically important. 2020census.gov or 844-330-2020.
Yeah.
But aside from that, somebody shared with me that a couple of weeks ago, when I was talking about how to get a hold of Chillista, I mentioned mychillista.com is how shareholders can get a hold of us or emailing us.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't give out the phone number at that time because our offices are closed. We're still transferring calls, but because almost all of our staff is working remotely, it can take a while to get a call back, but I'll give the phone number anyway.
Okay.
Because not everyone has internet. So the phone number for shareholder services is 275-2801.
Okay.
That's 275-2801. So that way you can reach the shareholder services team. Our enrollment team is also with that phone number. But if you have a smartphone or you have internet, mychillista.com, hopefully there will be some upgrades next month. I'm really excited about it. We're testing it right now. But once those are live, then we can give an update.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's helpful. Yeah.
All righty. And census.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. And I really appreciate that information you gave last time, that a family of four is a $14,000 allotment in a way. It wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. In terms of like the kind of grants and federal dollars that come into different areas based on the number of people in that area. So it's really
critical. Yeah, camp, SNAP. If you land at an airport, you drive on a road like in that PSA, it makes a huge, huge difference. And that's just one family.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, well, thank you for those reminders. And I don't know why they stopped the census 1 month early, but I guess we just have one more week next Friday. Next Wednesday's the deadline?
Yeah, 5 days.
Yeah.
5 days. Yeah, the 30th. So,
okay.
Yeah, I heard that the federal judge was supposed to make a ruling yesterday, I thought, but I haven't seen any updates. So hopefully we'll get some good news, you know, in reality.
Extending it.
We'll have to wait and see.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Take care. Be
all right.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, everyone. There's open lines, so you can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. So now we had these fighter jets. Grady, I was going to ask you about what you thought about the fighter jets, because I thought they were coming for me. Because, I mean, But luckily, because it would take two fighter jets to take me down.
I missed the whole thing until after the fact. I was listening to city council,
cool.
And I heard Perry Barr mention what the story was. He said that one had to refuel and the other one flew around while they were waiting to burn off some fuel, or one had
right.
a technical issue, had to land, and the other one had to burn off fuel in the meantime.
I was
not even aware of that. But while you have me on,
yes, tell us about tomorrow.
I'm hoping that tomorrow will be as good as this show. This has been a great show,
yeah.
And I'm hoping you'll join me tomorrow. Yes,
I think I'm joining you. Yeah,
spectacular.
10. Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a bilingual call-in show about recovering from coronavirus. Now, yes, people are tight-lipped, and yes, because of privacy concerns, I've been having trouble getting people to call in. But I do have a personal friend who I will be interviewing today and possibly have call in so that we can get a first-hand account of recovery. Caller on the line, so I'll have to go.
Okay. Oh, thank you. All right. And, okay, so that's going to be tomorrow. And I think if you are someone who has recovered from the COVID virus, you can call in tomorrow's show, and we'll give a little more information later. And you can be anonymous to do that. But I hope that the stigma or people feeling that guilty for some reason that they had the virus, I hope that is something that people don't have.
Yeah, because I'm hoping, because we need to start talking about that, because that's, you know, my biggest fear, right, is what if I contract the virus? So
yeah.
I'm hoping to hear something that might assuage some of those concerns. I know we have to be vigilant,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
Also want to talk about recovery, because
yeah.
that's going to be something we're all going to face.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. So we have Conrad McCormick on the line. Good morning, Conrad.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to call in on behalf of YKHC to let you all know about something that we're very excited about. So we have received our 2020-2021 flu shots, and they will be available for everyone in the YK Delta October 3rd. So if you live in Bethel, what you're going to want to do on October 3rd is go to the parking lot at the what YK employees know as the CHSB. I think it's known more commonly in Bethel as New YK, even though it's the old YK.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be over by the COVID-19 testing tent, and flu vaccines will be available from 10 to 2 p.m. For individuals living in Aniak, Emonic, Hooper Bay, St. Mary's, or Tuksuk, you can visit your local subregional clinic from 12 to 2 p.m., and for villages not with an SRC, you can visit your local clinic from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And we just really want to hammer home that this is available for everyone, not just YK employees. And we all think it's very important that everybody in the YK Delta get their vaccination so as to not create any potential flu outbreaks along with the COVID-19 pandemic that we're experiencing. So
exactly.
just wanted to call in and let everybody know really fast that we're going to be giving those out on October 3rd.
Okay, thank you. That's really helpful to know, and people can start preparing to go from 10 to 2 in the same parking lot where on Wednesday, where they have the tent set up for COVID testing, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's pretty hard to miss. We've got a big sign out there and everything. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. And everybody have a great Friday and hopefully a greater weekend.
Thank you, Conrad.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we're going to go to an email from an anonymous caller. And the email just asks a question. What's the status with YKHC losing the COVID-19 tests? Okay, I don't know the status of that. I understand that's a story KYUK did yesterday or the day before, I think, that I don't remember how many tests had gone missing, and I think there's an investigation within YK as to what happened to those tests. They were tests that had already been taken, and instead of making it to the center that evaluates the tests, they got lost somehow or misplaced, and they're looking into that. Okay, so our lines are open, and you're welcome to call in, of course. It's been a really nice day of calls. It's a bright, sunshiny day outside as well, so kind of nice all the way around. So, yeah, we had our little bit of excitement with fighter jets coming in, and there's a story on KYUK about that, so you can get more details about why they're why that happened and how they landed and all of that. We have city council. We have people running for city council, and you can go to KYUK and listen in on some questions and answers that were provided for the candidates who are running. So you could listen in and hear what they have on their mind and why they're running and what are some of the issues that they consider important. And I'm going to go to a couple of, we have a couple of Tundra Drum announcements. AVCP will be closed today, if you didn't already know. And for, and let's see. I'm confused by this Tundra Drum announcement, so I'm not sure if they mean tonight or another night. So I'm going to let it go. Grady, I was confused because it says announce for Monday, September 28th. Then it's, so I shouldn't announce this, right? Okay, so never mind that. Anyway, we have an anonymous caller from Anchorage that we're going to welcome to the show. Good morning, Anonymous. You're on the air.
Good morning. We're just a little people. I'd like to make sure people vote yes on one.
Okay.
The big oil companies are our state Republicans are like our puppets run by the big corporate government, including Don Young. So Parnell, our current Lieutenant Governor Myers, Representative McGeechee, and Governor Dunleavy, they all voted for Senate Bill 21, and Myers and McGeechee had ties to corporate oil and oil companies, yet Parnell allowed them to vote. Don Young said no, to vote no on Proposition 1, which is wrong. We're giving away $1.2 billion a year to these oil companies. The money should be going to the people. It should just be a certain percentage for the oil companies.
Mm-hmm.
It's our resource, but we are not getting the money from it. I'd like to thank Dave Transom for testifying to the Senate committee years ago. I believe it was 2013 or 14 when he opposed Senate Bill 21. So but I'd like to let the people know. The Republican not all their commercials are lying. They're lying big time. Misinformation. So I want to make sure people are voting yes on Proposition 1. And on another topic I'd like to talk about, I know ABCP is having a conference of whatever, but there's too many pink salmon out in the ocean. They're releasing over five billion hatchery fish into the ocean. And I talked to people from UNICEF that got information from the island, St. Lawrence Island. I got a hold of people from Nunavak Island, and their tributaries are filled with pink salmon. So I think the fishing game and fish in the tribes need to get involved with these pink salmon hatcheries. And I know there's a bunch of Maori went up the Yukon. There's no rule on how much. There's no test fisheries. I think they need to do test fisheries and weirs to make sure our rivers are not being overpopulated with pink salmon.
Wow.
It's just about money. Pink salmon, the only reason they have pink salmon as hatcheries is because they're just 2 year cycle in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're if you listen, if you read on about the people in UAF, they already know our swell salmon are getting smaller.
And yeah,
I think the pink salmon are overtaking our wild salmon out in the ocean. I think the tribes in the whole state, if you listen to state of Alaska, there's fishing restrictions all over the state. And I think they need to be a little more serious on what's going on with our hatcheries. So, let me see. And I know you talk about the census, but I believe it's the Alaska Intertribal Institute is they're giving away four wheelers and snow machine to a household when they just need to go to their website. It's the Intertribal Institute to get involved with the giveaways. So that's big for each household. So they need to get online and put, if they haven't done the census, get it done and get online so you qualify for these giveaways. There's a lot of giveaways to be given away.
Right. Okay.
My last thing I'd like to talk about is a nursing program at YKHC. Gene Peltola started that program. And I know I brought it up to a board member, I want to say maybe 8 years ago. The reason he started that nursing program was so they can have more native hires in the outpatient department. I just wish that YK would have exit interviews from the last 8 to 10 years to see what why people left the YKC Health Corporation. So they can have a on what's going on, why employees are leaving to work someplace else like Anchorage. So that's just something I'd like to dig into. I know some people will recognize my voice, and thanks for... Oh, and my last thing is that I know people complain about fishing game on Unit 18. I think they did a tremendous job with the moose population. Remember they closed the Unit 18? They closed the Unit 18 for 6 years. It was a moratorium for 6 years, and everybody was complaining. But nobody's complaining now, so I'd like to thank... Fish and Game for having that moratorium and the whole Yukon moratorium for 5 years, which is why we have a big moose population now for to provide for everybody.
Yeah, there you
go. Have a great weekend.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. You covered a lot of you covered a lot of ground. Good for you.
Yeah, I did. Well, it's been a while since I called. I'll probably call again later.
I hope so. It would be. It'd be good to hear from you. It sounds like you've done a lot of thinking on a lot of stuff. So,
yeah, I've been
call
doing
again.
A lot of research. So, you guys have a great weekend. Be safe. Take care. Bye. Oh, one more thing.
Oh, okay. Get it in.
The tribal councils are not providing for every one of their members. See, I'm an ONC member, but I hear each family got $500 to get fuel. Gas to go hunting, but I was waiting for mine. So, and then people that passed, they had to complain to their village tribal council to get funeral assistance, and it shouldn't be like that. And my other thing, they should be getting more protective equipment for all the members all over the state. That's why they got all that money. It shouldn't be just for commercials. It's for all the members, not just the people in the town. And I'd like to see them fight harder for our subsistence rights. They shouldn't say, oh, you live in Anchorage. You're not a member anymore. Because I've hissed that river my whole life, and it's not right. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow, he put a lot of thank you so much for your call. It's really good to hear from people that are speaking like from their heart about things that are important to them. We're going to go to Yvonne Waska from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, Alaska.
Good morning.
long time, but good comment and show.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they mentioned the consensus. I finally found out how important it is to fill out the consensus form or column or use your smartphone. I hope our people are listening. That's the way we get money and funding and for everything, school, public safety, you name it. That's the way the government, that's the way we get money for our villages and cities, too. So I hope you guys get on the ball and there's numbers provided in our own Discovery newspaper, and then I heard them on the radio. I hope you do it, and it doesn't take long on the smartphone either, maybe 10, 15 minutes. And finally, somebody define how important it is to fill it out, and I see why now. But Next one is, I hope my sisters and relatives don't get mad at me on this, but what makes me mad, I try to go to a village and get some items I need, but through calling on a phone call, they say I have to go through the tribal police, and kind of maybe we need to even things out too, and during quarantine, when a village quarantines, I see some shoppers here that even they're on quarantine, they're in Bethel. Maybe we need to even it out and have a, like a virus, coronavirus patrol set up on the Brown Slough where they park, over there by Anvil's Gun Shop, Karina's, Joel O'Mac, by the hospital. We could do the same, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I gotcha.
I think we need to even this out. And what makes me more mad, when they come to Bethel, I heard they go back to village and be on quarantine.
Oh, my gosh.
Coronavirus blues, I guess. But, that's the way I feel anyway. But,
yeah.
And I'm glad the federal and state doing an investigation on the Pebble Mine.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned Donald Gold. Sound like a Watergate, Alaska, but
yeah.
I hope, yeah, hell with the Canadians and tell them to pack up and go back to Canada and leave us the last frontier alone, just like you guys name it, leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And this Kuskokwim River, all the rivers in Alaska are food source. And it's not for right another entity like Canada and come and put our food source at stake, and that include the Don Gold Mine. Hey, whatever happened to that petition we on Jalista for us to vote on it? To what I defined it was supposed to be used so the Jalista native leaders wouldn't get sued, I guess. But anyway, they need to start representing us.
Uh-huh.
And just like I stated, the importance of these rivers are to us in rural Alaska. We don't reside in cities and go get food from Fred Meyer's or McDonald's. we call it subsistence here.
Yeah.
But anyway, in closing, more on a positive note, I am proud of my tribe, O and C, and along with YK, I see that TV ad on TV on coronavirus, using our homegrown people and O and C still continue to fight for our against the mine, Guyana people and the board, and also the cared about the tribal people, and we're starting to get that COVID money like most of the villages. But I see people, I think those people that are wearing masks and they're following the directions.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about good hygiene habits.
Okay.
Well, good morning anyway.
Hey, good morning.
I know Peter's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning to him and you. And for those that are still moose hunting, good luck.
Yeah.
Continued good luck. And I thank Fish and Game for extending it. And,
good.
Okay, good morning.
Okay, good morning. Thank you for calling, Yvonne. All right. Well, everyone, that was a show that went very quickly. Can't believe it's that time. We're going to close up.
Express yourself.
Thank you, everyone, for your calls. Really kept things going. A lot of really interesting topics. It's a sunny day in Bethel, so lots to enjoy. Take care.